sanctity of the seven candles. Seven openings. It says in Parashat Ba'alotcha in Sefer Bamidbar, Ba'alotcha Taneros, Perash Rashi explains, Shetehesh Shalhevet Ola Me'elea, that the flame will be flaming on its own. Omer Azir Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'Likutei Moran, the Holy Rebbe says about this in Likutei Moran, in Torah 21. K'tiv, it says in the Pasuk, Achor V'Kerem Tzartani, you made me backward and forward. It's referring to Adam and Chava, that they were back to back or side to side. Rabbeinu says like this, Ki yesh sechel shadam masig oto al yedei hakdamot rabot. There's a certain intelligence that a person reaches through many preceding, many understandings before, and then he can reach this special intelligence, special understanding. And that sechel, that intelligence is called achor, back. And there's a certain sechel that comes to a person with no previous understandings. It's just boom. Only through Shefa Eloki, Shefa comes from Hashem. That sechel is called Kedem, front. And the word Panim, face, Hashem shines his face to you.
Some kind of understandings.
Yeah. One that needs a lot of understanding before.
You work at it, preparation.
Yeah, and one that comes to you, boom.
Like a flash.
Okay, like you need bullets. All kinds of flashes that come to you. Rabbeinu mevayel sheyesh, Rav Alex is explaining Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu mevayel sheyesh shnei sugei schalim shadam yechol la'asig. Rabbeinu explains that there are two types of schalim, of intelligence that a person is able to reach, to achieve. One is called achol, a person only through a lot of understanding, right? Meaning, before you understand the actual thing, you need to learn a lot of things around it. And they don't always look to have to do with it, but they're learning, right? Okay. It's like a person who wants to get here, but there's no direct way. He has to go around and around and around until he reaches a point.
He wants to get a driver's license. He has to take these prerequisites.
Yeah, until he gets to the point. The Yer Secha Shel Kedem is a different type of Secha, which is called Kedem, right? Face, front. Shemagi Yeshirot La'adam, comes directly to the man without any Agdamot, without any going around. A Shefa from Hashem comes directly to him, and through this a person understands everything suddenly in a great, great clearness, suddenly, Amash. And through that Seichel, the second one that we're talking about, the one that comes to you, boom, a person merits Itla'avut HaLev, the excitement of the heart, which is the aspect of the heart starting to burn on its own, flaming.
Arousal? Arousal of the heart?
Excitement.
Give you
excitement. Excitement,
yeah.
Yeah.
Fire.
Fire
of
the heart. Okay.
You don't get so much fire the other way, the other kind of.
Right. You understand. Very good. So,
yeah.
Each and every one of us would have wanted to serve Hashem Barach with excitement, with awesome excitement, with to pray with joy all the time, to learn with cheshek, with desire, to bless with every blessing, with a kavana, right? Of course, right?
That's what we want.
Yeah, everyone wants that, of course. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, when he used to pray, he used to look at him, he's praying at this corner of the room, and then he's lost, he's jumping all around, Shmonesra. That's how he used to pray. He gets so excited. And whatever he's talking about, Yitzchak also, he used to serve Hashem with all his might, with all his body, all his soul. Every mitzvah or prayer used to be with excitement, with movements, with jumping. All the tzaddikim used to serve Hashem with the heart, with excitement and joy. How can we merit to reach this excitement of the heart? That's what Rabbeinu is teaching us in this Torah. And that's what Rabbeinu says. וההתלהבות הלב נולד לחמת מול השכל. The excitement of the heart is born from the movement of the brain. Because the nature of movement, that movement creates heat. Right? You move anything fast, it becomes hot. Right? And the movement of the brain also creates heat. Heat in the heart. And that's the hint. Also, from the, how do you say brain in Hebrew? In Lashon HaKodesh? Moach. If you switch the letters of moach, it's cham. The moach makes you cham.
Mem.
Mem chet.
Yeah.
Chet mem.
Very nice.
Yeah. A person that has a brain that works very fast, he gets excited faster. If he has a slow brain, it's less excited. Okay? The faster the brain is thinking and everything going on in his head, that's more excited he gets in his heart. This is both a spiritual aspect and also a physical aspect. Like Rabbeinu brings, and Torah Kuf Mevav explains this physically. Now we're going to learn physics. You know physics, right? Here, we'll learn physics now. Rabbeinu says in Torah 156. And to come to excitement and to heat to Hashem is through movement. Because movement arouses heat. Like we see Bechush, we see Mamash. Right? You can see that if someone shoots an arrow and the arrow hits a candle made out of wax, the wax will melt. Why? Because the heat of the movement. It went fast.
But the definition of temperature is the
molecules. Okay. I don't know, they didn't speak 200 years ago like that. I don't know if they knew about molecules. Rabbeinu knew, but...
Kelvin was like 18, about 200 years ago.
Also, when a person, he runs, or he moves fast, also he sweats, he creates heat. And also in his thoughts. Okay? Why does a person need to be, when you're sleeping, you're colder. Your thoughts are less moving. Okay, that's why you need a blanket when you're sleeping. Rabbeinu says, Temoran. Okay? And sometimes in the middle of your sleep, you can have a crazy dream, and you're running in the dream, and you wake up sweating. Because in your brain, you ran. And your heart is beating even. How is that? Because the brain is what creates it all. So too, in spirituality. When a thought is thinking of the greatness of Hashem, and his holy Torah, and his thought is moving from one thought to the other, exciting Hashem and everything, so through movement, he creates heat, and his heart starts burning to Hashem. So we see from what Rabbeinu said, that, now back to Rav Arush, we see that the faster your brain is, the more it moves, the more it runs, that's how much heat and excitement you'll create. And on the other hand, when the brain does not move so much, and does not bring down heat, therefore, a person who sleeps, he has to cover him, we have to cover him. So he says, yeah, but if he dreams a dream that in the dream he's running, or something frightening, he'll sweat. נמחץ ושלום וכל של אדם מרץ המחשבות רעות נמחץ ושלום a person's thoughts are running in bad thoughts עזי מוליד התלהבו ותאבות ומידות רעות חלילה so that also creates excitement in the heart to bad things he's looking in the street all the women in the street he gets all excited about it or at his wife okay he gets all excited okay so then he's creating bad desires in his heart. Okay? And so to the opposite, if someone is excited about the Gemara, excited, he's working. But many times in davening, even if it's freezing cold, in davening, you're focusing so much, you're hot, your ears are hot, everything's hot. Because you're focused, your brain is thinking very hard. It works. Yadua mitzadike emet barel ha-kodesh. It's known from the true tzaddikim, that they look at a person's face and they see all of his deeds. If he did aveiros or he did mitzvahs, everything is clear to them. Everything is revealed to them. How come? Because the light, the spiritual light of Hashem, okay, he sees. It causes that. It makes them. They're able to see everything. That's what Rav Arush. He sees everything about you. So what the Chaliyah was like that. They see about a person, they see who he is and what he is.
That could be frightening to a person. They say, well, I don't want him to see what I my sin, so I'm not going to go to a tzaddik. You might think that.
Okay. There's a story from the basic story of Gur. That there was a guy who, a chassid, and he said, he didn't come for a long time to the Rebbe. So, the Rebbe was wondering what's wrong with him, why is he not coming? So he sent someone to call him. So he sent back with this, I'm in a very bad place right now, in Sheol Tachtit it's called. Sheol Tachtit is a spiritual place. I'm very low, I sin, I don't want to go to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe sent back to tell him to come very fast because that place where you are doesn't have a bottom. Yeah. You might fall through and we don't know where you're going to end up. Like Abdullah said today about the, what's it called, the snow enchilada, what's it called? Snow room?
Snow room?
Snow, the whole mountain.
Falls down
the whole mountain falls down, the whole snow mountain, the whole mountain of snow. Avalanche. Yeah. Top, Mr. Lau, British alone.